outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired! Yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's October 25th. A rainy weekend in Southern California, but we're back. We're here, rain or shine, every day.
I grew fins this weekend.
You what?
I grew fins and scales.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Why? Were you in the water so much?
Well, think about it. It rained all weekend. Come on.
Yeah, well, okay, fins. I mean, you know.
It rained so much this weekend. And, you know, for somebody that's lived in SoCal for quite a long time and we get rain like once a year and you spend a whole weekend in torrential downpour falling.
Right. Well, whatever. You weren't in Southern California.
No, I wasn't. Happened, but so. You know how you kind of think of it as like, oh, this will be a nice change. It's kind of cozy. You get over it quick. You get over it kind of quick. You're like, one day, 2 days, and then at the second day, you're kind of like, You're like, I get it. Northern California just doesn't stop. It doesn't really stop.
No, it doesn't really stop. That's true.
It doesn't really stop. But we're back, people. We're back.
Yeah. And so we're going to discuss the weekend in a few minutes, and then we have a special guest in the studio. We'll bring her in a few minutes. So so you went up north.
I did. I went to Northern California, and I can successfully say that I've seen a lot of California. It is gorgeous. Regardless of the rain, it's just these rolling kind of mountainous hills that look like goldish wheat. And then you see like sheep and you see cows and then there's like these beautiful trees and little lakes.
Yeah, some flatlands too, right?
Yeah, I think well, some flatlands as you're driving, but the towns that we went to, these tiny little towns that were so cute, and there's wine country, there's all these free wine tastings everywhere, and you know, I got my little wine tasting on. And of course we had to eat like crazy. We ate everything. It was just so fun and so nice and pretty. But I did the festival, the music festival. I called it the Rain Festival.
Yeah.
It was an outdoor festival, and there were so many people that camped and brought tents and were sloshing through the water. And I stayed in a hotel, of course. And I roll up, and you know, people are just they're hoofing it. They don't care. They're not leaving. So I was really impressed with the faithful kind of fans, and the festival was very successful in that regard.
Okay. And how long did it take you to get there?
We took the 5, so maybe like 6 hours.
Okay, that's good. So you
wasn't
were right.
Too bad,
I
no.
was wrong.
That was up the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 6 hours up the 5.
6 hours.
We wanted to do the PCH and do the 1 and do that, but it was just raining.
When it's raining.
No,
yeah,
it's
you
too
don't
raining.
Enjoy
it's
that
windy,
much, right?
It's crazy. Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
But it was a really fun experience. I had a great time with my girlfriends. So, and it's nice. I mean, I want to do more road trips. It's just really nice. Well, it's nice to get out. It's so nice to kind of go into like an environment that's not what you normally
see. So how did they find out about you to get you to come there
and
perform?
I told you this before. They found me on the radio here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went.
No, you never told me that.
Yeah, he's a listener of the show here.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Aaron at Joshua Fest. What's up?
I never realized that.
Yeah, he listens to the show, and he went into my music page and thought, oh, this would be a great act to have.
That takes a lot of faith to drive all the way up there just based on something like that.
Well, it was a really cool festival. I mean, overall, it was a very successful festival. Mm, I mean, you know, even despite the rain, I was like, whoa, these people are pretty hardcore.
Cool. So you got to sing for a little bit, and you were okay with that.
Yeah, I did my little act.
Good.
Did my show. It was good.
Good. Good.
but I'm glad to be back. And it seems like we came in and it was still raining and now it's fresh and clean outside.
Yeah.
And now I want to go.
The sun's finally out.
Yeah, I want to go run and enjoy the. It feels crisp.
Yeah.
Nice and crisp. We've got Halloween coming up. Did you go to your party?
I did go to the party, but first I wanted to tell you this morning I'm putting on my jeans and I'm going, God, they're like a little tight, you know, and stuff. Maybe they shrunk in the laundry or something. So I'm like all dressed and everything, and then I'm looking and the pocket has some kind of a like a little patch on it, okay, like a little logo on it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't recognize this one. So I'm looking around. Then it occurred to me I wore my wife's jeans. What happened was I did the laundry and then my wife's niece came to fold it for me.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
did you guys
which
get
was
that?
Really nice.
Yeah.
And so I guess she hung it on my side of the closet.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I'm wearing my wife's jeans now. My
right
entire
now?
Ass is out. Yeah.
These are your wife's jeans?
Yeah.
Let me see.
But check it out. I mean, it looks okay, right?
Yeah, turn around this way. Come over here. I want to see these jeans.
Yeah.
Walk over here. I can't see.
Here, you can see them.
You know what? Yeah. It fooled
they
me.
They fit good, right?
Yeah.
I know. It fooled me, too.
That's hysterical.
But when I'm sitting, my ass is sticking out. So
is it like low-rise, I guess?
They're like
low-rise?
But you see, mine are like that, too. You know, my guest jeans and shit.
That's
so
hysterical.
It didn't seem that strange. But
how's it going now that she's gone? What, has it been a whole week now?
Yeah, it's been a week, and I'm doing very great. You see, I'm still alive. I went to the Halloween party on Saturday night.
Did you dress up as something?
I did not dress up as anything. I told you I would not, and I didn't. But I looked sharp. I took my my long coat and everything.
Oh, you did? Okay. So did you see some cool costumes?
You know, I don't consider adults in costumes cool. But at the same time, you
know, whatever.
It was funny. I mean, I was standing there thinking how stupid these people look. You know?
Really? You are not fun at all. You need to have fun.
Well, I had a lot of fun. I had fun. You know who I met? I met one of the kids or a daughter of David Carradine. She was at the party.
Oh,
there.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if it's a big deal because he's been married 6 times. So he's probably got like 25 kids or something. You
Didn't he pass away?
Yeah, don't you remember
the whole thing? Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, in the closet, asphyxiated.
Yeah.
So I met her there, and then there were a few people there, but I didn't really know anybody other than the host, but he was busy. And so, you know, I did my thing. I went, got a drink, had a couple cigarettes, munched on something, talked to a couple people, and then I realized I don't have anybody to talk to. Everybody's busy, right? And I thought, I'm not just going to stand here by myself and look at other people. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm not that like great walking up to people and talking to them, you know.
You should do it.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I do. But if a couple girls standing there talking, I'm not going to like just go in and interrupt, you know.
What about starting
I should.
What about starting with dudes?
Nah, that's a waste of time. That's a waste of time for me.
What if you just want to have a good time and chat, right?
No, I know. I mean, if someone came up, I would talk to them, you know, but there was only one or two people that were available to talk to. So I just left after about an hour or an hour and a half or so.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I enjoyed myself. It's just that, you know, I felt, look, there's all these girls here and I'm getting really attracted and everything, but I can't do anything about it. So even though my wife's away and everything, I can't do it, you know?
Yeah.
So I felt I'm not going to stand here feeling like I'm cheating on her just by, you know, ogling these girls.
That's probably a good thing, though. It's probably a good sensor that went off that you're like, yeah, this is probably too much.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not the reason I left. The reason I left is because I wasn't going to stand there by myself, look like a jerk when everybody else is talking and having conversations, you know.
You just got to learn how to just jump in it.
Yeah, so at a certain point, you just say, you know what, I should just leave.
Well, this Thursday is my show, so you're coming, and you'll be surrounded by all these girls.
You'll remind me, and I'll be there.
I'm going to remind you every day. Everybody,
and I'm
this Thursday,
do karaoke too, right?
Yeah, we're going to do that too.
Yeah, that's going to be our karaoke off.
Wednesday night, so you're going out Wednesday and Thursday then.
Oh, there's both nights?
Well, Wednesday is a karaoke room that I run.
And Thursday is what?
Thursday's the show.
Oh, it's your performance.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So you ready to...
I'll be at both.
Perfect.
I'll be at both. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, we talk enough shit for one morning.
There we go.
We have a special guest in the studio, Maria Amor, right?
Correct.
Pretty name.
Thank you.
Yes, very much. And you're very pretty yourself.
Oh, and thanks.
So thanks for coming in, you know, help us, help the scenery a little bit as well as give us your story. So we'll get to what you do in a minute. We just wanted to get a little bit of information. Are you originally from L.A. or did you move?
I'm actually from the Philippines.
Oh, really?
I've only been here for 5 years
in L.A.
So kind of. Excuse my English. I'm not really
English. You speak better than I do.
Not really fluent. You know, I still have this very thick Filipino accent.
No, you sound better.
Not really. You sound better
than I do. Well, first of all, good morning to you, Sam and Kara, and good morning to all the listeners out there of your show.
You didn't know it was live, huh? You thought it was recorded?
Oh, it doesn't really matter, live or tape.
It doesn't matter,
okay, I just want to know.
Yeah.
So, people are hearing you out there, although we're probably the only ones that are privy on the conversation here, right? Or how many listeners do we have? We don't know that. We'll have to count sometimes. You don't know. You have no idea.
You've told me in the past.
Because I never told you, no.
You've told me like 3 times.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's get back to Maria.
Why wouldn't you tell me any? Why would you lie to me and not tell me?
I wouldn't lie to you. Why would I lie to you?
Then you've told me 3 times numbers.
Really?
Yeah, 3 times.
Well, I don't remember. It changes every month, too.
Of course it changes. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I'm sure you have
we don't give a shit.
Group of Filipinos listening out
You think
too.
So? You know what's funny is last night on Facebook, a Filipino girl started making a move on me.
What?
Whoa. Through the chat, yeah. She's like, and you can tell the story. It's like, you know, it's like I know what it's going to be like, you know. It's like, you know, I'm poor, I like American men, I'd like to come to America.
Is
all that
kind of
stuff.
The usual story you
get? Yeah, that's pretty much, I knew I would get that. I was just humoring her. I thought I'd go along with
that. Did she come out with that?
She never came right out with it, but she said, you're handsome, blah, blah, blah. Your eyes, you know, even your friends are pretty.
Laying it on thick.
Well, I think any woman would make a move on you, Sam, when you're alone with your costume, right? Not just Filipino women, but, you know, other nationalities for sure.
Yeah, well, thank you. So
he loves you, Marie.
Yeah, I do. I love her. I'm in love with her. Are you kidding? She never gives me any compliments at all.
But, I'm your honest friend.
You're together every day.
Yeah. But it was funny, you know. So I just went along with it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was just telling me she's a waitress and she doesn't have enough money to come to America and all that. And I encouraged her to go to school and actually learn something that would give her, that she'd be able to earn more money, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she liked that one. I think she wanted me to ask her if she...
I think she wanted a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a ride from the airport.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can't blame her.
Okay.
Yeah. So you came from the Philippines, and obviously you did have enough money to come here, so...
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I worked my way to be...
I'm sure.
I worked really hard.
Really?
Is it really hard to make money in the Philippines? I mean...
Well, you know... Philippines is a part of a third world country.
Yes.
It's not that it's hard. It's just it's up to people. If they work harder, then they make more money.
I see.
But the economic situation over there, it's not that good. Compared to here, it's not that they're not making money out there.
Right.
Of course they do.
It is possible.
It's not also the financial reason. It's the
government or...
It's the government, and it's hard to get visa. You know, the USA is not really giving that easy, you know, visa to everybody, especially to the Philippines. It's hard. You have to have a lot of money in the bank, number one. That's one of the requirements.
Really?
Yeah. Because they see that you can support yourself when you come over here, and they want to know if you have reason to go back to Philippines, you know.
I see.
Because a lot of people come here and stay here without the visa.
Right. So you have to have a round trip ticket. To be sure that...
And to make sure you have money in the bank, right? You have reason for going back to the Philippines. You have properties there.
Right.
Okay, and if you're coming here, there's valid reason. Like, you have relatives here in the United States leaving.
Right.
Or you won't be alone here and going hide and sick from the government.
Right, yeah. That's true, and a lot of people do that, you know? They come across
Not
the border.
Not just Filipinos, we
no,
know
no,
that.
No, that's what I'm saying. They come across the border and...
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That happens all the time. That's why they're being careful, giving out visas and stuff, you know.
Correct.
So you're one of the lucky ones, and you got to come out here and stuff.
Correct.
And did you leave your family behind in the Philippines?
Yes, I'm actually the only one here. All my family's in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was it scary coming by yourself?
Not at all.
No, huh?
No, not at all. I've been very, very independent.
So you're very independent and secure in yourself and everything.
I'd like to say I'm secure.
Yeah. Sounds like an ideal wife to me.
Thank
did
you.
Did you do a lot of traveling before you moved to the States?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably part of it, too. You've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the biggest catalyst that brought you here? At what point were you like, I got to move there?
Actually, it was love.
Love.
That's usually the case, huh?
Right.
Meeting
love brings you everywhere, right?
So. But you didn't meet him on Facebook, huh?
No, I didn't. That was quite a while back. The guy, the past, okay? We were together for 3 years before I actually moved here.
Oh, really?
I mean, together as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right, and he
and
was an American?
And then he asked me to come
American.
Over. He's an American.
And he was traveling there or something? And
yes,
met there?
Well, he had business over there in Asia, and we would meet all the time in Asia, any parts of Asia or in the Philippines or back here. I would stay. I would come here as a tourist before and stay for 6 months and go back.
Oh.
So I was going back and forth.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you would do like long stints.
Yes.
Oh, that makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys were in love, 3-year relationship, and then he was like, boom, just move out here. And then how did that
work?
And
then it didn't work out. It didn't. The relationship didn't flourish, but I did.
Oh, I see.
the career did, so I stayed behind, and I'm loving what I'm doing.
Wonderful. And
Thank you.
We're gonna get to that in a minute. And so you've been here 3 years.
5 years.
5 years. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And did you learn English before in the Philippines?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know, most of the Filipinos speak English back there.
Oh,
it may
I see.
Not be that fluent, but English is like our second language.
I see.
It's part of the curriculum in the school since kindergarten, elementary, high school. So
they always teach you English there.
Yes,
I see.
Do.
That's good.
So I got a question. So with the relationship that you guys were really in love, clearly, and you moved here for him, what do you think about when you moved here that changed the relationship or something?
Because we got together and we lived together, and it's different when you get so familiarized with each other.
Yeah.
I think in all kinds of relationship, there are things like that. Back in the Philippines, in Asia, when we were having a relationship, it was always very exciting.
Traveling and you're visiting
because
each
there's
other.
Distance, you know. We have our
exactly, yes.
privacy.
You miss each
all
other
all the time. Yes, yeah. You always miss each other.
So, but you had spent. You said like 6 months with him at one point in the U.S. But it did you notice it then? Like, did you notice this isn't as fun or there's something different?
Well, you know, that 6 months is like almost, that's a lot of travelings as well and meeting, discovering each other. That was the beginning of the relationship. So
oh,
it was
okay.
really good. But on the third year, when actually when you have this thought of, oh, you're getting married, you're actually gonna live together forever.
It's scary, like, huh?
Well, I think for both. For each of us, that's what happened.
Oh,
we had a great relationship. We're good friends right now.
Oh, that's
so
good.
No regret at all.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. So
great.
You just decided, you both understood you need to go each one his own way, and it's not going to work out this way. It's because you also changed the place too, right?
Right,
yeah.
Well, for me, it's not much of a big difference. The culture here is this multicultural, so I'm kind of used to it. And I don't really feel like I'm living in a different country, you know, except for there's no smog, there's no pollution here. Oh, traffic
relatively
in the Philippines
speaking.
was
Really? It's worse than here? Stand,
well, than L.A.? Oh, yeah. Oh, 10 yeah, times yeah. worse than yeah. L.A. traffic.
I know. I've seen Asian traffic, like in India and that, and it's terrible.
In Thailand, right, in Bangkok, Thailand, are you exactly, kidding me? It's yeah. like 1 hour, you will sit in your car, literally not moving.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
that's how terrible the traffic
yeah.
there.
You see, people don't appreciate the United States, you know, what we have here and stuff. But even without traffic here, you know, I mean, we still have a quality of living here. You know, whereas you go other places and it's just like masses
well,
of people.
Well, remember that
you know?
Next time you come on the air and you talk about taking your wife to the airport. Remember when you came in?
Oh,
there, like,
that was bad.
You
that
were like
bad.
Pissed.
Yeah, I was.
You got up at like 5 a.m.
Because I was falling asleep at the wheel, you know.
But didn't you say it was really trafficy, though?
Yeah, it was. That's why I was falling asleep. It was too monotonous for me. Mm. Yeah.
So imagine if you're in Philippines or Bangkok. Well, not it's those are great countries and great cities and exotic, but really the traffic is terrible.
Yeah. 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 Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you. Know, you. I am too.
We have another great person in the United States, and that's a good thing. So, Maria, I got this email from your publicist, Catherine. And she sent me this thing, this brochure and everything, and a little bit of information on what you do. And it's called Dare to Bear.
Dare to Bear.
Okay.
First of
all,
if I may, I want to talk about my company, ExotiFit, the sexiest workout ever. This is the producer. This is ExotiFit production, the Dare to Bear, the Halloween costume party on the
30th. Oh, wow.
So ExotiFit is a fitness format that I created.
Really?
A year
yourself?
Ago, myself. So really? I have this fitness format. It is a blend of different cultural dances of the world and all kinds of fitness format that I put in together. So in an hour, you have about 6 to 7 dances that I teach to class. So you get the Bollywood belly dance.
Oh, I love the
salsa, cha-cha, African, hip-hop. And if I don't have guys in the group, sometimes I throw in some lap dance. Mm. And we're looking for new studios that have poles, dance poles, so we can teach pole dancing as
right.
well.
Right, yeah, that's become very popular.
Yes,
right?
So my format is that actually the only exotic ethnic fitness format. So it's a combination of cultural dances and at the same time very sexy because we actually teach dancing to all kinds of our students here.
Right.
And they get a lot of choreographies and they get to show off by having attending different events. So we do, I have different groups, I call it exotic community of ExotiFit. I have the Exotic Angels, the Maria Moore and the Exotic Angels is the singing and dancing group.
Uh-huh.
I have the Exotic Goddesses, the professional international dance group. I have the Exotic Ladies, which deals with the ladies above 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
And they all perform, they all go to events and show off what they learned from my classes.
Wow.
Oh, that must
that's
be fun
cool.
for people,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So it's fitness through dancing.
Exactly. And right. now, so Maria Moore, the Exotic Angels, this is on the 30th, is the CD release of the group Maria Moore, the singing group. We promote health, fitness, and wellness to the world by our music and dancing.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. So you have classes for people to do this?
Yes. I do have 3 studios, classes going on in San Fernando Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I offer teacher's course as well. So I certify people who want to teach my format.
Oh.
And we're starting from United States and we're moving to different countries.
Mm-hmm.
By next year, I'm going to start with my own country, Philippines, and then I'm right. moving on to China and Thailand, Asian countries, and back to Europe.
Right.
Yes. So, if I may, I want to talk about a little bit about Maria Moore and the Exotic Angels. The concept of it is the angels, the girls that I have, these are beautiful, young, talented, fit, healthy, and all of them are fitness teachers.
I see.
I transformed them into becoming fitness group teachers.
Wow.
And so, but they are from different ethnicities. Yes.
Right.
So we have Exotic Angel America by Amber Rice, Exotic Angel Latina, Exotic Angel Europa, Exotic Angel Africa, Exotic Angel Asia.
Uh-huh.
We have all those kind of ethnicities so that we can communicate easily to the world,
right.
to everybody.
Right. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So was this, you thought it all out by yourself?
These are all my concepts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And on October 30, what you will expect is there's so many things going on and that Dare to Bear. Why Dare to Bear? Mm-hmm. I actually started this, the history of that. And this is the third year I'm doing this. It started from my Beverly Hills apartment in 2009. It's just a group of friends. But at that time, we're about 60, 70 people. Mm-hmm. And then I did it the next year, 2010, in San Fernando Valley, where I live now. Mm-hmm. And this is the headquarters of ExotiFit. And we have a lot of attendees, like 100 people.
Wonderful.
Or more. So we decided to merge the Air to Bear and the CD release together. So this will be the sexiest Halloween costume party.
Wow, I'm sure.
Yeah, it will be, because I have what's going to happen. We have, aside from the red carpets and on exhibits, we have lingerie fashion show. Wow. By Carla Giselle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to showcase jewelry fashion show with body paint. So it's naked bodies.
Oh, that's pretty. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Body paint and then
Sam will be there.
Jewelries. Yes, by Mariana's jewelry design and Antonio Esteban's hair, makeup, and body paint.
Wow.
Yes.
Sounds good. I'll be there with a paint remover.
Oh, you'll love it. The way I choreographed everything.
Really?
So you're going to love it. I'm showcasing the dancing part, the fitness part and dancing of ExotiFit, combined with the sexy ideas and beautiful collections and creations of my designers. So I have guest artists who will be performing. I'm sure some of them you have heard of. Next time, Kara, I would invite to perform in one of my events. I have Natalie Matthews, Michelle Andrea. I have Tia Bar, one of the actresses, who's going to MC, and Jesse Jam. I also have Royce, JD Mata, and I have Michael Dean Shelton. So we have drag queen also.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's like the concept is different. So yeah. I have five acts. The dance. Mm-hmm. We have the body, where the body paint is going to come in. The dances, all the dances we're doing, cultural dances. I have the sexy act, wherein the lingerie fashion show is going to come in, and our song, Devil Dressed in Lace.
Really?
Yeah. And then we have the beauty, because I have beauty queens, guest also, who will perform.
Really?
Yes. Well, the Miss Asia USA, Miss Teen Asia USA, Miss Galaxy. I am Miss Asia Galaxy myself.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, and I have also a lot of guests and I hope you are coming over.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think I'm going to be there.
Please be there. Yes. Yeah. At least walk the red carpet and see a little bit of the show. But I'm sure
Where
you will stay.
Where is it being held?
It's going to be at the Universal Hilton on October 30.
Right. Which is practically down the street from here.
Yes, very, very.
That's
very
wonderful.
Close.
So you're going to release a CD as well.
That it's called Angels d'Amour, produced by Dragon B, Paul Drago, and Danny Brocuto from New York City.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you sing on there too?
It's the Maria Moore, the Exotic Angels. I'm one of the lead singers here.
Right.
Yes. And I co-wrote one of the songs, which is the Take Me Tonight. That has double meaning, but that means taking you around the world.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. So we have these two original songs. One is The Devil Dressed in Lace. It's all about women power, taking in control. And the Take You Tonight is about taking you around the world. So I'm going to take you to Africa. I'm going to take you to India, to the Latin world. And then there's the Middle East world.
Yeah.
It's
wow,
just a great song.
Exciting.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
That sounds it's going to be
like
a lot of fun.
Yeah, like mostly girls.
Yeah, that's
and guys for us, Kara, there will be some naked men. Not actually
really?
Naked.
Yeah,
they're
gonna
body
naked.
Painted, half naked.
They're not going to have their body painted, are they?
They'll be covered. They're going to wear something, of course. A little bit.
Can't
only.
Have anything dangling there.
Yeah. No, I went. Have you done the art walk downtown ever?
They
do a lot of body painted for art exhibits. It's really quite fascinating. Mm-hmm. So they've done they'll do whole scenes on skyscrapers and stuff. You're like, this
they
is a
do.
Naked person and it's a mural. It's really interesting.
I'm always fascinated because I'm an artist. I'm a paint artist myself too.
Oh, wow.
And I've done body painting to some models before. I like that very much.
Yeah,
when
do you
use the body as your canvas.
Uh-huh. Right. Do you use it paintbrush or to use like a spray kind of thing? Or
you could use that. You could use so many mediums, and you could use also your hand, your brush, or spray. Mm-hmm. But to make it look like really flawless, you use the brush.
Right.
If you want to have some rough touches, then you use your hands or you use the brush, or you can use whatever, palette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a poster here, actually, of body paint where...
The butts, yeah.
Yeah, with the butts, and the girls have on their backs the album covers of Pink Floyd.
Oh.
You know, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen some body painting. It can be pretty interesting stuff, huh?
It is. It's something... It's an art. What I think any art is interesting, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of... Combined with a little bit of... the skin, body, you know, it's more exciting. It shows something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're just so full of talents and everything.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you finally did something with it. You know, I mean, all these different things you have going on and stuff. You know.
Before I left the Philippines, I was doing this already, producing shows, and it's same thing. It's a one woman show. I conceptualize it. Choreographed it, directed, marketed it also. Mm. Back in the Philippines, I have this big, it's like a conglomeration of beauty queens, body paint artists, body champions, mm-hmm. and supermodels of the Philippines. I put them all together, mm-hmm. and actually different art schools, I was able to invite all the, talk to the deans of art schools and convince them to bring all your students here and shake hands with the famous paint artists that are still alive, that but they're actually studying in the books,
right.
Something like that. And that was a huge show back in the Philippines that I did. But you know what? Love is more powerful than career. So he convinced me to come, honey. Let's go to the United States.
But you're career-minded. You've got a business mind.
Well, I didn't stop you because you were like, this isn't working out, but I see a really good market here.
That's probably one of the reasons, too, why the relation didn't flourish, because I'm just probably too strong.
And
I'm like strong head. When I think of something, it's set on stone. I'm going to do this. It's going to happen.
Yeah. So. And he probably expected like a, you know, really doting Filipino woman.
What do you think of the Filipino women, like, since you're talking about and you know a little bit
right,
about
Right, I guess,
like,
yeah, I guess.
Submissive type.
Exactly.
I guess the whole concept of moving to the U.S. from a considered third world country, your concept would be, you know, or perspective would be that they're in need of something so that they're going to just comply and fall in line. And that really wasn't your situation. So.
Well, it's a stereotype that the thinking of if you're an Asian, it's not just Filipino, Asian, or not even third country.
Yeah, I was going to say, because...
It's in our culture to be submissive, okay, to our men.
Right.
Take care. There's a big difference from being submissive and actually being responsible, right? Mm. As far as I know, women from the third world country are very responsible. They take care of their men and their family. That's set as priority all the time.
Okay.
You take care of them. You feed them this. Because these are women tasks, women chores.
Right.
Right?
So it doesn't come from submissiveness, you're saying.
No, well, some geisha, they do that, right?
Yeah.
Because they are taught to be...
Right, to
do that,
the man.
Or serve the man. You don't do anything else but serve your man.
Right.
You got to do it right, the perfect way.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, but
it's
you
disgusting.
Know,
makes me want to throw up on myself. Anyway, go on.
So yeah, it's a good thing we don't have. I mean, I don't know if they exist still, the geisha people.
The geishas, I'm sure, in Japan, yeah, they still do.
Wow. So you moved here, and then you were involved with this dude, and you didn't really. It just fizzled out, I guess. And it was kind of like you saw.
It's a mutual decision as well to separate, but it was great.
And you guys still are friends. And
we're very, very
good.
Good.
So where are you now dating? Are you dating anyone? Or are you interested? Or
dating anyone?
Dating everyone.
No. I'm actually very, very single right now to whoever's listening out there.
Yeah.
No, but I'm really, really busy because my career right now, Exotifit is like my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I... I work 24/7, especially when I have events coming up like this. This is this year. This is my third big event that I put up.
Yeah.
And next year we're just counting on a lot of big events.
Right. It's a lot of work putting an event together, huh?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
See, I don't think I could do that, man. That's like it would be too big for me. You know?
Oh. But it's fun, so exciting.
Yeah.
I love it.
I can tell. Your passion
like you're
is
like
coming across.
Totally,
you know?
Fired up about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very passionate about what I do. This is my passion. I think that I will never get tired of it, even if my body is really exhausted.
Right.
You know? But recognition that I get after that is very rewarding.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And plus the sense of accomplishment and stuff, you know, I mean, you came from a third world country, you come here, you're business minded, you know, you start what you want and it works out and it flourishes, like you said.
Yes.
And that's a great feeling. I mean, you know, what else can anybody ask for?
And I'm always motivated and inspired just by working with the people that I work right now, my students, you know, they're my inspiration every day because they work with me. It's not just me working here. They work. We all give in our best. Mm-hmm. And my angels, actually, my goddesses, my exotic ladies. I have great team of people working with me. And this show, actually, I am very, very confident that it's going to be great. And it's going to be really popular. It's going to put us at the map right there because I have great team of people working here. Not only just the people under ExotiFit, but our friends who believe in our vision.
Right.
And they said, Maria, we're in. That we have the best audio and lighting by Casablanca. They're expensive, but you know what? Yeah. They said, we'll do this for you.
Really?
The Universal Hilton is very cooperative as well. And they give me one ballroom. Now they're giving me two ballrooms.
Wow.
So it's cool. Really, really great.
Yeah, it sounds good, Kira. We got to go. Do you have anything to do Saturday night?
I think I'm going to be working.
Oh.
But I could probably show
up. But if not,
later,
you know, maybe. The red carpet starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So just because you're celebrities,
yeah, we're celebrities.
Radio.
I mean,
people,
you know,
come and walk the red carpet, be in your costume.
I can't even walk out my door. I'm just bombarded, Marie, with photos and signatures.
I'm sure.
People want to videotape me. I'm just brushing my teeth. Right, come on, guys, relax.
Wow, I want to be like, I want to be you when I grow up.
I want to be me too when I grow up. So,
So it's going to be a Halloween party. It's not
a Halloween costume party.
A costume
party. We have two photo booths going on. Like, people can take pictures at the coffin.
Yeah.
Right? And we have a bed. We're going to design a bed so you can lie down and be handcuffed. And on the coffin, you can lie down there too.
Really?
Yeah. We have the official photographer 5-minute photos.
Yeah.
By Travis, he's in charge of that, and they're gonna give you, you're gonna go home with an 8x10 pictures.
Oh wow!
That evening, yeah.
I can imagine myself on that bed, all tied up and
everything. Yes, and we'll have the angels go
exactly,
right over.
Yeah, bring some submissive women to take care of me.
I'm sure there will be some people in leather outfits.
Oh really?
I think your wife will like that when she gets back.
She won't mind. She won't know.
On the refrigerator, you can just put up what I did when you were gone. Like, it's just a party. What kind of party was that?
Oh my God.
So, where can people find all this information as far as?
We are on Facebook, Maria Amor, and we have the Maria Amor and the Exotic Angels page. We have the Exotic by Maria Amor page.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, and we have the daretobear.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
So you can buy tickets online, but also we have the tickets are available at the door. It's only $20 to come in.
That's nothing.
So it's really nothing. But if you want a little bit of food in it, that's $40.
Okay.
But it will
sounds
be great.
Reasonable. Yeah. Yeah,
great entertainment
the
whole evening and party afterwards.
Yeah, sounds good, man. I'm probably going to be there. Now, what happens if I come without a costume? Can I still go in?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
He's like,
we'll take out your wardrobe.
Yeah, maybe you can
wardrobe,
help me with a costume or something. Yeah.
He's super anti-costumes on adults.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it's just, I don't know. It's
you got to get in touch with your inner child, Sam, like the wondrous side.
No, I mean, I like the women with their costumes. That was pretty cool. I mean, you had a couple of girls coming to school, girls and that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then there was
I keep hearing that school girl costume. I think you really like that. You have a fantasy in the school.
Not really, but it does something, you know, because you look at a girl who's like 20-something mm-hmm. and trying to look like she's 16. It doesn't look right.
Right, you know? I want to try that.
That's funny.
Yeah. I know. And what are you going to be, Kara?
I actually wanted to come up with something really unique, but I've been so busy. So I have a really fun, sexy bumblebee costume.
You got to stop with that bee costume. Think of something else.
No, I don't think I'm going to do the bee costume. Last year I was Barbarella, which is kind of like a 60s kind of sci-fi bombshell. It was really – I had a big – fake hair that was down to here and had just awesome outfit. But this year I don't know exactly what I'm gonna be. I have a lot of stuff I can throw together and make something. I kind of want to do a lot of crazy like kind of paint on my face and have my hair out to here somehow.
I was thinking of being a Poison Ivy.
That's a fun costume.
That'll be cool.
That's a really fun costume.
That'll be cool. You see, women can have fun with their costumes. You
men
know?
Can
I mean, what
too.
Can a guy do, you know? They all look.
You can
so
be
stupid.
A cheese. Real nice cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
With holes in it. Huh?
Right.
You can walk around with a knife and say, "Hey, you want to cut my cheese?"
Ah, there you go.
Why don't you like borrow one of those puppets? Of, like burger costume.
Oh, I see. Like a Burger King costume?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Burger King.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what usually I think when people put on costumes, they go with something that's like their alter ego, don't you think? Like something that they want to be, something that is an ideal for them.
Well, there's always going to be something about it that you're attracted to. So,
right.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was saying about the schoolgirl outfits. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking, these chicks.
Well, it's
you know?
Funny now I'm thinking about a schoolgirl outfit because I have all of that stuff.
Really?
The stockings, the schoolgirl.
I mean,
it's
everybody.
Just easy, but so easy.
Most girls have been schoolgirls.
Yeah, it's not,
yeah, but
it's
we
not
don't,
very creative.
But here you don't wear these dresses and stuff, you know? It's just that it's just a stereotype of schoolgirls, I think.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you know, I really wouldn't want to. I don't know, but it's just more of an easy thing.
I haven't tried that, though. But, you know, it's so normal for me, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not that crazy or anything like that. Yeah.
Unless you go with the bangs and the glasses as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really,
there's something
really
a little weird about it. Creepy to me a little bit. But it's cute, but kind of creepy. Like, because you're playing into some guy's fantasy of, like, underage girls.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's a little bit pedophilic to me. I mean, it's one
just
thing.
Just have fun. Relax.
I'll probably show up as a damn schoolgirl now. But
you're throwing the concept, hey, you can pedophile me. Like, I'm available.
Yeah, there you go.
Not sure. I think I got some wings hanging around somewhere. I'll throw it together. I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, but when are you going to wear it? You said you were working on...
Sunday's actually Halloween, though.
Yeah. So do you have a party to go to on Halloween?
There's always parties to go to.
Yeah.
And I live in an area that you just walk up the street and there's tons of parties.
Oh,
yeah,
the parade.
You just walk in?
No, I don't like the parade, but Beechwood Canyon, there's just tons of homes and people having parties. And you just kind of go from... You go to house party to house party to house party. I think that's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of stuff in LA that's the big stuff, it's just so becomes a hassle and a headache, and
right.
just too many people and the traffic and da, da, da. It's kind of fun to go to like house parties or things that are off the beaten path, you know?
Yeah. So Maria, are you saying there's going to be a Halloween parade in Hollywood or
no
something?
She's talking about West Hollywood.
The West Hollywood, parade on the Halloween on the
October 31st.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. I
would
should
you go there?
Is that West Hollywood? So
yeah,
it's
just it's really cool because you just you see all these people, but it's kind of like catch a cab or something. It's just there's nowhere to park and people from like all over surrounding regions of LA. It's like I don't know how many people, thousands.
Yeah,
thousands.
I've been there twice. I tried that.
What do you think of it?
It's fun. You see a lot of costumes, weird stuff, which very entertaining. But it's so hard to park, and it's just crazy, you know, walking back and forth. And at this time, it's been raining and really cold, so I don't know if I can wear my costume, you know. And knowing me, I wore something very little costume.
Right.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably not going to be fun for me this time. Last year, I was there.
Yeah. So now, how did you come up with your concept? I mean, is this something you've thought about for a long time, or did you think about it before you came to the States?
The concept of the fitness, the exotic fit. Well, I was already a fitness trainer, a group fitness trainer back in Asia, back in the Philippines, and also a ballroom dance instructor.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
Dancing, fitness is so natural for me.
Right.
It's like you know, I do this every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And before putting up my own company, Exotic Fit, I also worked at some companies like the LA Fitness. Mm-hmm. I have followers. And so, aside from the thought of, I've always been an entrepreneur anyways from the very beginning. I have my own small businesses in the Philippines.
Ah.
But yeah, and it's not easy. I'm not really comfortable working for somebody.
For other people, right.
I always have my own.
Really?
So I just have to take the fitness mm-hmm. into business.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Here it is. Aside from this, I actually have a kitchenware company.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's looking too
kitchenware.
Far. Yeah. Kitchenware. Yeah. Oven liner.
Oh, wow.
If you heard of the liner you put at the bottom of your oven so you don't have to scrub your oven again.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have brought you some samples.
Yeah. How did you get into the oven lining business?
My friend manufactures them, and they're made from here, from the United States. They're
really?
Not made from China or Korea. So I am a distributor in the whole U.S. Also, we distribute it in Brazil and other countries.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a cool little side gig.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, and I distribute ovenware.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's kind of cool.
There's a perfect woman to marry, you see?
There
it's
you go.
Like you
Guys,
don't have to do anything. She'll do everything. All the work and everything. You just slide
right.
back.
What is your, like, your qualifications for a man? What does he need to?
Oh, he has to be very, very smart.
Okay.
I like intelligent men.
Yes.
Yes. You know,
because you are intelligent too. I mean, you need stimulation.
I find that's a huge
right?
requirement for a lot of women. Women are very. I feel like women need to be so intellectually stimulated to be turned on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whereas men, I feel like it's on the list, but it's further
at
down.
At the same time, without the intellectual, without the ego, you know, because it's like he would try to compete with me. That's not gonna work.
Right.
She's like that. There's only one queen bee.
Okay.
There's only one queen bee.
So you need a submissive man. That's what you need.
Oh, you know what? There are some men who are not egoistic at all.
Right.
I tend to love more and serve more.
Right. Yeah,
because
that's how it works.
When
right?
they don't expect it from you.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Even if they say, they expect that, okay, you're Asian, you should serve me. Don't command me, I will do it myself when I want to, when I feel like to. But I always do, because like I said, women are naturally, from Asia, are naturally responsible.
Right.
Women,
right.
you know, they
nurturing.
Nurturing.
Right.
Caring.
Right.
So we do that. I do that. I mean, I do that to my father, my brother. I cook for them. You know, like they come from work. I naturally put food on the table without them asking me or anything.
Exactly. And you don't have to look at it as like being submissive or something.
No.
It's simply taking care of your family.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can see that, you know. Kira can't see that.
I think it's
like a woman of the.
That's not true, actually. I love making home and mm-hmm. decorating and cooking. I love to cook for people and feed people. It's the expectation thing.
Right.
You want
right.
to do it as a gift. You don't want to do it because you have to, or because they feel entitled. Because that takes away the joy you have of doing it. Like you want.
Correct.
You want to bless somebody and make them feel warm and loved.
Right.
But if there's an expectation and a you know a real dominating kind of like. Blah, blah,
yes.
Blah, blah, it robs any joy you have of doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas if they're just so grateful, you just want to do it more, you know?
Correct, yeah. It's like a privilege that you know, you're giving.
Yeah.
And you're receiving this.
Yeah, right. You feel good. You mm-hmm. feel good, you know, making them feel good. But
correct.
If they just, you know.
It's like a normal expectations every day. It's.
Yeah, you don't
there's
feel
There's no joy.
Yeah, you don't feel appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you know? True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely going to go. Okay. So so it's Dare to Bear 3, right?
Dare to Bear 3.
The
Maria Moore and the Exotic Angel CD release and the Sexiest Halloween Costume Party.
Sounds good. And it's going to be at the Universal
Hilton, November 30. That's a Saturday.
October.
Did I say November?
Yeah,
October 30, Saturday at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. is the red carpet. The show is at
8
and the party is at 9. Right?
Yes.
Okay,
9-9-3.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to get tickets in advance, where do they go to?
You go to exoticfit.com or Dare to Bear, Eventbrite Dare to Bear.
Uh-huh.
And you can go to Facebook, Maria Moore, the Exotic Angels,
okay.
or Maria Moore. And you can call us at 818-983-3602 for tickets.
Great. And we can also get them at the door, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. $20, not a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to be there, Kira.
Please.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on anything for Halloween.
Well, there you
but,
go, Sam. It's going to be a bunch of
but
ladies.
I'm going to be there.
I think it's up your alley.
I think Catherine listed your names already anyway. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find someone to go with, though. I mean, I feel you know, like
don't
you go
Don't you
alone.
Worry,
no,
Sam.
Really? Okay.
There will be
worry.
A lot of girls out there. Well,
I
hope your wife doesn't mind. We're just going to take care of you.
She knows what she's got.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Maria, you're a lot of fun. Thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you so much.
All the best and to you and a lot of success.
Thank you for having me, Sam and
of
Kara.
Course.
Thank
nice
you so
meeting
much.
You.
Absolutely.
And I hope this is not the last meeting, and I'm sure I'm meeting you on Saturday. And Kara, if you have time,
if I can
come
get,
over.
If I can break away, I'll be there in some kind of crazy costume. Mm-hmm. I'll miss the red carpet, but I'll show up.
Yeah.
Show up, yeah, anyways. It's going to be fun.
That's great. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Maria, thanks again. All
thank
the best
you.
To you.
And it's been very, very great.
Kira, you take care.
Hey, you too.
I expect makeup tomorrow.
I have makeup
and
on my face.
You do?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I came half done. Like, not even my... sorry.
Hey, Sam, I expect some makeup on you then.
How no, about? You're right. You have eye makeup. That's right. And some face makeup, too. So it's your hair. You didn't do your
did
hair.
Did my hair. You're getting okay. very casual today. But you know what? Yeah. I got to go run after this, and I got to get shop for
yeah,
some
plus
stuff.
It's important that you're comfortable. You don't have to dress for me or anything.
I love you, but you can't always have the best
no,
of me.
No, you can't. Okay, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.